Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs. Healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now. Show. This is episode 228, and today we have a very special guest from United Kingdom. I'm from United Kingdom myself. This is Jan Christie speaking to you from near Liverpool. And our special guest, Janine Regan-Sinclair, is working down there on London's very famous street of Harley Street, and she's the founder of the Crystal Key Foundation. And we'll be bringing her on shortly. But before we do, we're going to connect with everybody all around the world in one great big giant circle of light. So send out your love and light to everyone. And let's have a big group hug to start with. There we go, because we crossed time zones and oceans and all sorts to join up as one great circle. And right now we're going to go over to New York at Switchboard to join up with Gary, who's over there in Oregon. Hey there, Gary. Are you in Colorado?
I'm here. Hello, everybody. Hi, Jan Christie.
Yeah.
And welcome to another edition of The Healing Fountain. Here we are.
Mm-hmm. And once
I was off for a couple of weeks, but I'm glad to be back and to do another show.
And so last week you were doing some special ceremonies, weren't you? Sacred ceremonies, were they?
I was, yes. I went down to Grand Ronde, G-R-A-N-D-E-R-O-N-D-E. It's a little small town.
Grand Ronde. Sorry.
It's down to the south of us here in central Oregon. Grand Ronde is French for the big round. It's there's a big valley down there, and it's a round, kind of a shaped valley. Mm-hmm. And I was there with the Confederated Tribes of Grand Ronde. There were several different tribes who they were smaller in tribes, and they got together and made a confederation and created this Indian reservation there. And I was honored to be called down there to bless and do a ceremony for a sweat lodge that they had built. There are a lot of Indians in drug and alcohol recovery, and there's a big movement now. It's called the Wellbriety movement. Wellbriety, you know, stands for wellness and sobriety.
Like sobriety,
yeah, exactly. And it's basically a Native American spiritual and philosophical approach to drug and alcohol recovery. And it's sweeping the country, across country. And I've been in recovery for several years, and also been walking the Red Road for several years. And of course, the Wellbriety came along, and I kind of gravitated to it, and I've jumped on the bandwagon. And I'm grateful to have been called down there to bless and do a ceremony with their sweat lodge to kick things off down there. Oh, the weather was brutal. It was
really
rainy and cold and windy and snow. It snowed down there and so forth. And we got her done and got everything blessed. Excuse me.
Oh, that's brilliant. You've got a cold
and
as well now, haven't you?
I did, yeah. And then up the peninsula up in Washington, you know, I'm in Astoria, which is right on the Columbia River. And just across the Columbia River to the north of me is the state of Washington. And just up north of me, up on the peninsula there, there's another treatment center. And they have also asked me to build a sweat lodge on their property. So I went up there last week after the ceremony. I went up there on Tuesday and Wednesday and did some more up there. And again, the weather was brutal. High wind warnings, and, you know, they even closed the Columbia River Bar. There was no shipping that could cross over the river back and forth. It was pretty brutal, and there I was out in it. And so now I've got a bit of the sniffles. So, I have no one to blame but myself.
Oh, no, but I mean, you're out there doing your best, weren't you, spreading your light? And I wonder if that's gone up as far as Canada now, because when I lived in Belleville, I lived right beside, well, when I lived in Deseronto, I lived right beside the Mohawk Indian Reservation, which was called the Tyendiniger, a Tyendiniger, one of those. And I just wondered whether it encompasses the Indians further north as well, would you think?
Oh yes, it has taken off. It's gone all over the place, and in other areas of the world as well. It's not intended to replace any 12-step programs that are out there and, you know, that are working. It's just to enhance the spiritual side of it, the spiritual aspect of things, and it's definitely not for just Indians. I mean, any walk of life, every color is certainly welcome. After all, what color is the spirit? You know, it has no color.
Well, yeah, that's true.
And it's all over in Canada and Mexico, all over the Americas, and it's really become quite a movement. I actually met the founder of the Wellbriety movement. It started back in 1996, 97, somewhere in there. And I had been in sobriety a couple of years prior to that, so it was, I kind of came in before Wellbriety. But I actually met the founder. His name was Don Coyas, and he lives in Colorado. He's in Colorado Springs, and I went there once for a ceremony years ago. And I heard him put on a talk that he was starting this Wellbriety thing. And then I went back to the mountains where I lived and kind of just, you know, lived life and pretty much did my own thing, you know, with radio and so forth. And And now this movement has really taken off. It's really just grown in leaps and bounds. And a lot of people, especially the young ones, these young people that are coming up searching, overcoming their own addictions and so forth, and they've been, you know, on this thirst and quest spiritually, from some sort of spirituality, you know, as the religions of their parents no longer take with them, you know. So, and it's really taken off with them, the young kids. And that's what I've been. This is for me. This is an answer to a many year prayer.
Well, it's not before time, is it? Really?
Right, yeah. For me to bring my wisdom and so forth, and it's just nothing short of humbling.
Well, speaking of words of wisdom, I always find some on Facebook, and today it said, "I believe in God, not in religion." And I thought, that's how people are thinking now, and so many people now are meeting up in places like Facebook. So look for our Facebook page on the Gold Ring Healing Fountain. Come and join us on there, because so many people now are getting together to spread their love and light, because it really does help when everybody is of one mind. Well, anyway, we're going to bring our special guest on as soon as we've played her song, but she will be taking callers in a little while. So if you'd like to call in, if you're calling from outside the United States, the number is 001-646-929-0461. If you're calling from the United States, of course, just drop the 001, and it's 646-929-0461. Okay then, so before we bring our special guest on, we're going to play a lovely song. I bet you remember this one as well, Gary. It's called A Whole Lot of Loving.
Oh yeah, I love this one.
I do.
Taller than a California redwood tree,
richer than a 49er, mine is striking lucky.
Thank you, guys and dolls, for that one. And they were before the time with that one, weren't they, Gary?
It was before my time. I read about them.
Or was it before your time? All right. All right.
No, well, I just lied.
All right. Okay. Well, you know what happens when you keep lying? Your nose gets big.
I know.
Okay, then, so behave. Actually, I've got some more words of wisdom, which I'd just like to share quickly, that I found on Facebook today. And it's by Sue Fitzmaurice, Overcoming Your Ego. So number one is stop being offended. Let go of the need to win. Let go of the need to be right. Let go of the need to be superior. Let go of the need to have more. Let go of identifying yourself by your achievements. And let go of your reputation. Now, they all sound great, but I'm not sure about that last one.
I guess I need to let go of my not sounding older than I am.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm in my second childhood anyway, so.
Anyway, I'm an elder, and I'm a kicking, screaming elder. I don't respond very well to being an elder. I'm too young to be an elder.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, right. Then, we're going to bring our lovely guest on. We don't want to keep her waiting any longer because we do have a couple of calls already, but she's going to tell us about the Crystal Key Foundation and other things as well. So are you there, Janine?
I am. Hello, Jan. Hi, Gary. Indeed. How are you?
Welcome back. Welcome. How are you?
Yeah.
I'm good. Thanks for having me back on the show. It's a real honour to be with you both again.
So it's an honour to have you here, Janine.
Absolutely.
That song reminds me of when I was a child, I'm sure, what used to be the song they played for the Coca-Cola advert.
I think they might have done, yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it takes me back, that does. I'm giving my age away now. I thought it was quite important to mention it because I don't know if you know, but there was a quite well-known lady in the UK who wrote Your Life in Your Hands, who had breast cancer. Her name's Professor Jane Plant. She's written a couple of books.
Yeah.
And she explains she had breast cancer, I think, 5 times, and basically the doctors had written her off. And she cured herself with diet, mainly cutting out dairy from her diet. And she used Coca-Cola after she had her radiotherapy and chemotherapy, and apparently it stops your hair falling out.
What did she do, rub it on or drink it?
I think she drank a can of Coke, and it has to be the ordinary Coca-Cola, not Diet Coke, after she had a treatment. So, you know, she'd go leave the hospital and get a can of Coke. There's something in it that affects the folic acid in the body and cools down the radiation or something like that. I can't remember offhand, it was ages ago I read her book, but I do mention it to people for that reason. Obviously, Coca-Cola is not good for you guys, so don't go out and just start drinking it, because it's loaded with sugar, especially if you're diabetic. But she's not the first person that said this. My neighbour had a mastectomy, and she had read this book and took the can of Coke after her treatments, and she was the only woman in her group at the hospital that didn't lose her hair. And I read it in another book about a young girl that had leukemia called Things to Do Before I Die, or something like that, Before I Die, but it's about a 16-year-old who was dying of leukemia, and she drank the Coke as well. So it's it might be worth mentioning. You never know. It's traumatic.
I'm sure Coca-Cola is loving the plug right now.
They altered it because it used to have Coke in it, didn't it?
We can fill Coca-Cola later for the advert here. So,
it's worth having a look, checking that out with Professor Jane Plant anyway, to see. She'll explain the science of it to you, I'm sure.
Yeah,
but, you know, if it stops your hair falling out, it's got to be worth a try, hasn't it?
Yeah, and nice medicine.
People are going to go out and rush out and buy loads of Coca-Cola now. And
only if you're having radiotherapy, by the
way. Yeah, it doesn't cure the cancer. It doesn't cure your hair from falling out.
Yeah, the stuff is really terrible for you. It's loaded with sugar and corn syrup. It's a high fructose corn syrup and just nasty stuff. You know, you can use it to tenderize your meat and all kinds of different. Remove the bugs from your windshield and all kinds of things.
And the paint off your table.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Remove the varnish
anyway,
off your desk.
Sorry about that.
All sorts of uses. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you know, it's got all sorts of uses, but you never know.
Right.
It might help.
Yeah.
So,
thank you for that. I'm sure somebody will find that interesting, Janine. But anyway, are you going to tell us about the thing? You know, you're going to tell us about consciousness map, which I'm interested to hear about.
Yeah. So, well, basically, I work with Crystal Key Energy, and it's a system that channeled through me in 2003, and I've been working and developing it ever since then, really.
Mm.
And Crystal Key uses discs and nets of diamond and source energy that I pass through the aura, through the body, and even through the planet. So a little bit later on, maybe we'll do a little bit of a meditation so I think people can experience it for themselves. But there is a freebie on my website, an 8 or 9 minute tester, so to remove fear if people want to.
And which is your website again, if you want to tell the listeners?
It's crystalkey.com, and that's crystalki.com, and it's on the homepage there. There's a video of me talking you through the meditation.
Right.
So what happened when I, you know, got into healing and started working with this is, my guides would say to me, you know, you've reached a certain level and there's another mountain to climb now, and I'd start, you know, clearing myself and working on myself. And I wanted to know really where I was going and where I was at. You know, if you're doing martial art, for example, you go through your belts from your yellow, your red, your yellow, your orange, your green, your blue, purple, etc. That's what, you know, you do in karate. So in the ascension process, I asked the question, you know, can you let me know where I am and where I need to go next? It's just, you know, the ego mind works like that. We work better if we've got kind of steps to follow. And I was guided to look at Dr. David Hawkins' map of consciousness. And in there, the scale is from 0 to 1,000. And it tells you the levels where you are. And I'm sure people will probably find it on the internet if they wanted to go and look up the map of consciousness by Dr. David Hawkins. So I had a look at this, and his scale went from 0 to 1,000. And basically, below the level of 200 was below the level of integrity. So that's where you've got greed, apathy, guilt, fear, blame, shame, and those type of energies. Once you reach 200, you're into the level of integrity. Above that, you into 400, you are at the level of wisdom. 500, your heart's open. And he said anybody between the level of kind of 600, 700 and 1,000 were enlightened, and he put Jesus and Buddha and those into those categories. Well, I was working through this scale a few years ago now, obviously, and I got to just under the 1,000 mark, and one of my colleagues in the clinic I worked in then, the complementary clinic, said to me, do you know, I heard if you go over 1,000 that you die, you're going to pass over. And I was like, well, you know, I like a challenge, so let's see what happens here. But what I did find was at that level, a lot of people get stuck, and that it was because of something called the seed fear of enlightenment. And the seed fear of enlightenment stops people going any higher, and it's mainly linked to way back when we were in Atlantis, and when we did become enlightened, we passed over because we'd reached the goal.
Mm-hmm.
So within us, there is a memory in our cell memory, in our DNA, that triggers when we get to round about the 950 level on this map, that says, oh, you know, if you go any further, you're going to die because you're going to become enlightened. So it stops people moving forward. And in my healing practice, I've come across quite a few people that have said to me, you know, I was doing really well, and all of a sudden it's like a brick wall has come up in front of me and I just can't go any further. So I've explained to them about this seed fear of enlightenment. So it can be removed, and I used Crystal Key to remove it. And And then you can move on. So what happened is I'd looked at this map and I'd gone over the thousand, and I didn't die, obviously, because I'm still here, live and kicking. And Spirit said to me, right, well, we want you to write the new map that goes from 1,000 plus. So what happened then over the next couple of years, I moved through all of these different levels. And I've recorded them in my third book, which is called The Princess and the Pink Moon Leeches. And the map is in there. And basically, when you get to 950, 1,000 level, you are considered resonating at the frequency as a master. And that's your essence, is a master. And by the way, this map of consciousness isn't just about the consciousness of the mind. It's about the vibrational frequency of the body, which are two different things. You can have a very high consciousness, but your body can be very low vibration, and because it's quite toxic. So you can have read loads of spiritual books, do lots of meditation, but you still smoke and drink, so your body's not in a good space. And true ascension comes from mind, body, and spirit evolving, not just expanding the mind. And that's a big myth out there about raising consciousness. People are forgetting or not being given the right information that in order to fully ascend, you need to purify your body. It's not just about raising the frequency of your mind. So at 1,000 or thereabouts, you would be considered a master. Once you're moving up into the 1500 level, so you've done some more work on yourself, maybe been doing more healing, clearing your past life stuff, this type of things, and clearing more layers of your aura, at 1500, you will be vibrating, your essence will be vibrating at the frequency of an ascended master. Then you're moving up into 1750, sorry, and at this level is planetary prince or princess. And that's book three in my books, by the way. And then 2000, you're going into emperor or empress level of the local universe. Bear in mind, this is your spiritual attainment levels. So the next level then is 3000, which is god or goddess, local universe level. And we've all heard people say that we, you know, we are gods, we are goddesses. That's what this is talking about. It's about raising yourself up to those levels. So with that comes the spiritual power of a god or a goddess, a local universe god or goddess. So, you know, with great power comes great responsibility, as they say in Spider-Man movie. So it's worth bearing that in mind. Somebody cuts you up in the car, you know, don't do naughty finger signs to them, because it comes back on you much more powerful than it would before if you resonate at those frequencies. And then moving on from there, you're going into 3,500, which is saint level. And we know there are saints on the planet at the moment in physical form. And then moving up from there, you're going into 4,000, which is avatar, which is book four. And then there are 10 levels of avatar status, taking you from 4,000 to 5,000, which is avatar supreme level. Going beyond that, you're moving into 6,000, which I call the Rishi. And there's an optional surrender of your free will at that level. So you're basically surrendering yourself over to the divine. By the time you get to that level, you really are pretty dedicated to your spiritual development and your path and your soul purpose. And then moving on above that, we've got 7,000, which is angel frequency, 8,000, which is archangel frequency, 9,000 is galactic master, which is book six. And then 10,000 is oversoul. Now, an oversoul is a spiritual being who can be embodied as a physical being, who is like a guardian to a soul group. So that's where oversoul comes from. And then after that, we've got 11,000 plus, and 11,000 is Time Lord. So Doctor Who. We all love Doctor Who. So Time Lords, when you're resonating at the frequency of a Time Lord, you can be, you know, dimension hopping and doing all sorts of interesting things that you would expect Time Lords to do based on, you know, there's a lot of really positive information in programs like Doctor Who, believe it or not, for people that are astral travelers.
Yeah.
All of these things come from somewhere, and I find interesting stuff in programs like Doctor Who and, you know, most of these sci-fi things, like they're primeval about the anomalies and portals into other dimensions. And, you know, you've got extraterrestrial beings, which most people are aware of, but you've got ultra-terrestrial beings, which, you know, can be something from a 20-foot-long scorpion to, you know, anything you can imagine, really, living in other dimensions. All of these things are just areas of consciousness, which is, you know, fascinating stuff. I mean, I'm an adept astral traveller. I'm very into astral travelling, so I've done a lot of dimension hopping, and I've logged a lot of it in my books. Obviously, it's not all lovely and shiny, and you know, you've got to be careful where you go, and you've got to have your wits about you. So if you do take up astral travel, please, you know, be discerning. I used to take Archangel Michael with me everywhere I went because his that belief system works for me. So, you know, I recommend it. I gave a talk at the Probe International Conference in October about astral travel and the benefits of it, which went down very well. So this map of consciousness is, as I say, it's in my third book, and it's a guide really for people that come through my workshops, because Crystal Key is not just a healing system. It's a self-healing system. You can become a practitioner. You can become a consultant if you go to the higher level, level four. And it's a way of life. It's the Crystal Key Foundation. It's something that I've put together to I eventually want a you know big country estate where people can come and learn these higher levels and how to move through them, how give healing to people, and give talks and that type of thing. And in the level four workshops, we move into working into the different areas of the self and self-healing, which is quite interesting as well. I don't know if I'm going on a bit here, Jan.
Yes, but no. It's riveting. Do you do online courses?
No, I don't. People keep... Well, I do teach people by Skype all over the world, so I can, you know, I can have four or six video Skypes, and I can do workshop by Skype, and I have done that. I've taught people... in Australia, Canada, Portugal, Florida, various places at the same time, which works quite well.
Yeah. And do you mind if I ask you who gives you your information? An ascended master, is it? Would you say?
I teach you and I've learned to communicate from my higher self, then my God self, then soul level, then source. So now when I channel source. It's like this tube of white light shoots down around me, and this very calm, still sounds like me, but it's much softer, comes through, and I have no idea what I'm going to say. I don't say or anything like that, because it's no longer me.
No.
And this information has come through from that level, so it's been built up over the years. The higher I've got myself, the more I'm teaching. So Crystal Key it's not out there with anybody else. I'm the only teacher in the world. It is an extremely powerful system, and I'm really looking for people that want to ascend and want to make a difference, not people that want to dabble and just add something else to their tool bag. It's not a dabbler's thing. Basically, for the reason that I want to teach people that I'm a serious teacher. I want to teach serious students, you know. And it's more workshops, so it's very one to one in that level, and you can go extremely high and become extremely powerful if you work with the system. It's not difficult to learn, but it does require you to keep on top of your own, because once you start on this, your soul is like, okay, we're on the path now, and there's no going back.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Right.
You're not.
And it can be difficult, because we have to go into the, you know, the deep dark depths of all of our stuff, not just from this life, from our previous lives.
end up. I've been there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Done that.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's never ending, really. In some until we get back to source.
That's right. Yeah.
Completely. You know. And
yeah,
until
there's
we
actually
actually
more that becomes revealed as we peel away the layers of the onion, if you will, of our lives. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So. Crystal Key has developed with me. When it first came to me, it was just the diamond energy, and then a few years later, it was upgraded to incorporate source. Now I see source energy as opalescent pearl, like a white pearlescent energy.
Mm-hmm.
So when I bring the diamond nets through, they look like shimmering, transparent silk, and they have small specks of pearls in there, pearls. Within
Lovely.
It, and then it was upgraded again to hold the sound frequencies. So when I take this through people who are very sensitive and tuned in, they will, if they need Tibetan bells, as the nets pass through them, they will also feel the vibrations of Tibetan bells. So it's an amazing system, really. It still
wow.
amazes me 11 years down the line how it's evolving with the times, and how it not only can it, I initially prayed for a healing system for myself because I was a single parent at the time with a 10-year-old on my own, and I couldn't afford to go to healers every day. I wanted to, but mm-hmm. I couldn't afford it, and I prayed for a healing system that I could use on myself, and that's where it started, and it's just evolved and evolved and evolved. So really, at level one, I'm encouraging people, right, go home, do this for 21 days on yourself so you don't need to read your book to go through the basic technique. It's programmed in. Get to work on yourself. At level one, I'm teaching people how to bring this through the planet, and that's level one. Mm. But at the time you're into level three, you're being taught how to work on 28 planets at the same time, because there are 28 planets within our local universe that are inhabited with some sort of form of celestial beings that want to be involved in the ascension process. So you're moving through all of these different levels, and it's a process. And because I'm a hypnotherapist, I've also had shamanic training, as well as my energy healing stuff and my spiritual healing. I'm teaching my students how to regress, how to astral travel, how to do all of this other kind of healing on themselves, so that they've got a whole toolkit to really, you know, propel themselves forward and to deal with everything that they need to deal with. I mean, really, the only things that I go elsewhere for are if I have the odd chiropractic tweak, which I'm very lucky to be blessed with a best friend who's a chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my other good friends is a Thai masseur, and he, you know, massages the muscles and things like that. So we still need physical stuff as well as energetic and all of this or that, you know, energy healing and mind healing. It's still good to treat the physical body as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Well, I'm going to get on your website and check it out because it sounds absolutely fantastic. And I missed you last time you were on the show, so it's great to connect with you now. And do you think, have you got anything else pressing that you'd like to say, or shall we bring a caller on?
Let's bring a caller on, and then I can, you know, explain a little bit more if you want to know more a bit later. Let's not keep the callers waiting any longer.
Okay. Do you want to bring the first one on, Gary?
I can, absolutely. We have a caller that's been waiting for 46 minutes.
I know.
From the 970 area code, which is, I'm from that area code myself, Colorado. 970, you're on air with Janine. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, everyone. My name is Patty, and I'm calling from Colorado.
I knew that.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Chorus, we sang hi, Patty, to you. Yeah. How are you doing? Sorry you've had to wait so long, sweetheart.
Oh, that's okay. I've been enjoying listening to everything. It's really neat.
Okay, cool. Well, what can I do for you?
Well, I've recently come out of a relationship that was really not so healthy. It just didn't work anymore. And I'm really wondering what drew us together. I feel like I've learned some things from it. And I really, my real desire is to raise my vibration to attract people that are more of the same resonance, or more on the same page. So I'm, whatever you can tell me.
Okay, well, the first thing I'm seeing is you had a past life with this guy. You were in a relationship with him in the past, and you've sworn an oath with him not to progress spiritually at that point in time. So something there stopped you moving forward. What I'm seeing is like a chain energy coming from him around you, and you're bound up in a coil. This is stopping you moving forward. This needs to be cut. This oath needs to be cancelled, because oaths create entities, and the chain is the entity. So it's like you're still energetically quite bound to this man because of this past life oath.
I feel that, and it doesn't feel good. I almost felt like I needed to help him in some way.
Yeah, that's the lovely side of your heart. But I think what you'll be helping him by cancelling this oath. So you need to find somebody who can, you know, like myself, who can help you go into the Akashic Records, get the oath out and cancel it, have it burned and cancelled, and then remove this chain from your energy field. And that will free you. By cancelling the oath, you are actually helping him, because obviously, this is something that's happening in the consciousness. It's not something he's consciously aware of. You're actually freeing him up to move on as well in his life. So you will be doing him a favor if you can get that sorted out.
That makes a lot of sense. Yes, yes. And now, why would we be? How would that have come about? I mean, why would we have stopped each other from? I don't quite understand. What is the oath?
But it was an oath to stop you. You decided to swear, we're not going down that road again, basically. And so many of us have done this in previous lifetimes. So we've got, you know, we've been punished for being spiritual. We've been, you know, burned for being healers as witches. We've been punished for being religious. All of these type of things. And we go through many lifetimes where we've suffered, and we get to a stage going, do you know what? I swear I'm never going to do that again. And that is it, you know. You've put that in the Akashic Records.
You know, that makes a lot of sense, because I actually do feel like I've been punished for being spiritual, being intuitive. I think I've been burned at the stake, actually.
Yeah.
I really do feel
Yeah,
that
join
way.
The club. Yeah,
yes, most of us have been.
All the best people have been burned at the stake at least once. You know, we have to laugh about it, really. You know, it's
no wonder when I go to sleep, sometimes the heat wakes me up.
So yeah,
all right. Well,
because you're ready to move on. Yeah, that's why this has been brought to your awareness, because you need to clear this so that you can move forward.
How do I go about doing that?
You need to find somebody who can help you go into the Akashic Records. The exercise is in my first book. If you want to invest in the book, it's about $6 for the ebook.
Oh, God, that's great.
On bookworld.com, or if you go to my website into the shop, there's a link on there on crystalkey.com. That's crystalki.com. And you want the first book, which is The Angel, the Witch and the Warrior. And that's the red one. My books, there's four on there, but they go from the base chakra up. So the first one's red, the second one's orange, third one's yellow. The fourth one, I couldn't decide on pink or green for the heart, so I made it pink and green.
Oh, I like that.
The first book has got the exercises in it for you. And then the rest of them are my journey logged as diaries that show you soul implants that were in me in book two. This new map of consciousness is in book three. In book four, I talk about 58 strands of DNA, not 12. You know, there's so much more. Whereas I've spent the last six years intensively doing the work so I could write the books, and that's what I've been doing for the last 6 years. So I've only published four, but there's probably about 10 being written. So it's the red one you want. The Akashic Records is in there. how to do it and what you need to do and what you need to say, because you need to say certain things 3 times. And I'd rather not do it on air, because I like people to do it properly in a, you know, in a safe space. That's why I don't give it out on air, because people dabble with things that they only hear half of it, and they play with things they shouldn't be playing with, really.
Yeah. Well, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, I feel like I am so ready to move forward, so I'm willing to do whatever it takes. So
good. Your energy is lovely inside that chain. There's a beautiful white halo around you. Very, very pure energy just bursting to get out there. So once you get this sorted, I think you can start attracting some really lovely high vibration people to you.
Do you feel like he is unstable? I mean, do you have that feeling?
I feel like he's a bit wrapped up in a bit of a negative dark cloud around him.
Yeah. And he's not willing to move forward like I am.
No, he's not the one. You're definitely not skipping off into the sunset with this guy.
Oh, God, no. He's just completely unwilling to go anywhere. And so I just feel like, I need to learn what the lesson is and continue to move forward,
Yeah, he may just have been brought into your life to let you know about this oath. There's also a download you can buy on the website, which is, again, about $6. They're not expensive, to cut ties. So that once you've done this, you can cut ties with him as well.
Okay.
Energetic psychic ties, and then move on.
Yes, I really want to do that. Make a clean break. Thank you so much. This
has
been so
thanks
helpful.
Thanks for calling in. Brilliant. Thanks,
Thank
Patty.
You.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, thanks for your call. That was brilliant.
Thank you,
really
Patty.
Good advice. Great. And I hope Patty will call us back sometime in the future and let us know how she went on. But we're going to mute her right now and bring on stage, I nearly said, on air, the Skype caller. So it's obviously 111. And they've been holding for 26 minutes. So here we go. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, I'm Deep. I'm calling from the United Kingdom. Hi, Janine.
Hello, Deep. How are you?
Hiya.
I know Deep.
Oh, dear. All right.
Deep's called me before on Blog Talk. How are you doing?
I'm doing brilliant. Thank you, Janine. How are you?
I'm very well, Deep. Very well. It's good to hear from you.
It's
How
good
can
to
I
hear
help?
Your voices, man. Just wanted to ask, you know, this girl I like called Anne, how you saw things going between me and her since we last spoke a few months back. Do you see any progress? What do you see between us?
She's looking happy in herself, and I'm still seeing that the important role you have in her life at the moment and for the foreseeable future is to be her friend. She needs a friend more than a lover at the moment, and that is going to be critical to you getting involved when the time comes. And I still believe and see the two of you in a beautiful pink heart with all of these flowers around it. Sparkles, beautiful, beautiful energy, Deep, and I'm absolutely convinced that you will end up with this girl. Every time, you know, I think about you, I see this, you as a couple with her, but it's still critical that she's not ready yet and she needs a friend, and that the love will come through the friendship. So hang in there. Patience. Good things come to those who wait, my friend.
Yeah, sure, will do. Thank you, Janine.
Okay, you take care.
And you, thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Deep. Bye.
Thank you, Deep. And we'll go ahead. You can hang on the line if you wish.
We've put him on mute, and if you want to take the next caller, Gary.
I can.
Area code 630.
630, you are on air with Janine. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Lauren. I'm from Chicago.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, how
Hi,
are
Lauren.
You?
Hiya.
Hi.
How can I help, Lauren?
I guess I don't really have a very specific question. I guess I just, lately I've been trying to raise my vibrational energies because I've just been feeling incredibly lethargic and tired more than usual, and I'm just mm-hmm. trying to kind of find out why some of my energy is blocked.
Okay. There's a little bit of a cloud of energy around you. If you go to my website, you get the free healing on the homepage there. Try that. It's only a 9-minute meditation. You know, that will help. And just keep clearing your energy field. You're picking up, you're very sensitive. You're picking up a lot of energies around you are sticking to you at the moment. Do you eat wheat?
Eat wheat? Yes.
Yeah.
I believe so.
The first thing that came to me when you said about you feeling lethargic, my guys are saying wheat. Wheat really knocks. When I teach workshops, if my students have sandwiches for lunch, they're asleep half an hour after lunch. And it's not because the workshops are boring. Believe you me, they're definitely not boring. It's mm-hmm. because they've eaten wheat, and the wheat knocks you out. It just makes you feel really lethargic and tired. And
is it like an allergy or...?
No, it's to do with it being genetically modified. And because we're high, you know, when your vibration goes up, you become more sensitive to this, to genetically modified foods.
Okay.
Wheat is one of them. It makes you feel tired and lethargic, and it doesn't do you any good at all. So try cutting bread out of your diet completely.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, see if that makes a difference. Because
okay,
that's
I can
what,
try that.
That's what... Yeah, I mean, just try it for a week. You'll see it easily. No, that means, you know, wraps, paninis, everything that's got wheat in it. Just cut it out of your diet completely. Even check your breakfast cereals because, you know, a lot of them are wheat-based as well. But find something else to put into
now,
your diet.
Is it the gluten or is it the wheat itself?
Well, it could be either one. I mean, most people have a reaction to gluten that are spiritually, you know, high vibrations anyway. But it's mm-hmm. I would cut the – her guides are telling me wheat, Gary, so I would go for the wheat.
Okay.
I've just started eating Weetabix. Not Weetabix, shredded wheat for breakfast instead of Weetabix.
Right.
I'm going to have to stop because I'm feeling really, really tired. But
yeah.
I did read today on one of the websites that I went on that one of the symptoms of your DNA changing over to crystalline is extreme tiredness.
Yeah, that can be a symptom, absolutely. But, you know, what I'm getting here is the message from her guides that are saying wheat to me.
Yeah.
So, you know, tiredness and is a normal part of the ascension process, as in up and down with your mood swings as well. You can get depressed. You can be tearful. You know.
Oh yes.
Like
yeah. Lately, that's
sort of,
kind of. I feel like I've been on like a emotional roller coaster, and I feel like I'm not in control anymore. Sometimes.
Yeah. Well, you're not, to be honest. Your higher self and your soul are most of the time. So just go with it. You know, if you try the wheat thing for a week and see how you feel. If that doesn't make any difference, and I'll be surprised if it doesn't. You know, some of it may just be normal transitional ascension stuff going on. But the message I'm getting from your guides that you shouldn't be eating wheat.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you, Lauren. Goodbye.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Lauren.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, are you all right? Or do you want to take a music break, Ginny?
I'm fine. So you go with whatever you want to do. Do we have any more callers, or is that it for now?
We do have an area code 765, and so we can bring those on now. Could you tell us your name, please, and where you're calling from?
My name is Margie, and I'm from Indiana.
Hi, Margie.
Hi, Margie.
Hi.
Hey, Margie.
Is it Maggie or Margie?
Margie.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hello, Margie.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How can I help you?
Well, I was listening to the last call that you had, and it got me thinking about something. About a couple weeks ago, I had I don't even know what it was. At first, I thought maybe it was my health, my heart or stroke, I don't know, something. But I had like a tightness like between my shoulders, from one shoulder to the next. I just had a tightness or kind of a heaviness. It wasn't really in my heart area, just from shoulder to shoulder, and then it's like I had a lump in my throat. I could breathe. My breathing wasn't restricted, but I had that kind of thing. It lasted for a couple hours, and it just went away. And then, like a week later, I was laying in bed, and kind of the same feeling. Not as strong, but it just felt like my arms were kind of numb. And so I thought I was having a heart attack, and they told me no, it wasn't a heart attack. Do you have any idea what that might have been?
I'm seeing somebody's got hooked their energy into your heart chakra.
Really?
Yeah, which is quite a common thing. Sometimes I see hooks that look like, you know, big chain and a hook into the heart chakra, which is draining your heart energy away. Sometimes it looks like a chain and an anchor, like you would find on a boat. And to be honest, generally these coming in from people that are friends or family, or generally, not always. And they're not consciously aware of it, but basically a part of their psyche has seen how lovely your energy is and thought, I'll have some of that, thank you very much. Now, what's going on is, on a deeper level, they're not psychically attacking you or stealing from you. On a level, you will have given them permission to access your energy field at some point. So that's why this happens. So, you know, people that may have said, oh, well, I'm always there for you if ever you need me. You know, it's a statement that can be taken quite literally that, yeah, well, actually, I need some energy, so I'm just going to help myself. And we call these permissions in the Akashic Records. These permissions are really I don't think that many people know about them because, you know, they're responsible for a lot of what people would consider psychic attacks, which this could be considered in some cases, when really you're not being attacked. You've given somebody, and it maybe have been in this life, it may have been in a past life, somebody permission to access your energy field and help themselves if ever they need it. So there's somebody around you that has tapped into your heart, basically. So what you need to do is sit quietly, focus on that area, get a feeling for the chain that, or the rope or whatever's hooked in. It feels like a chain to me. And then in your mind, just ask your higher self to let you know who's on the end of it. And then when you know who's on the end of it, you know who you need to clear the permission with. And you can ask Archangel Michael to cut the chain for you. And then use your hand and imagine that you're removing it from your heart center yourself. But it's important to find out and cancel the permissions or else it will come back in. So you can do it and it will clear it temporarily by just asking Archangel Michael to cut it and just doing a tie cutting. But if you really need to cancel this on a more permanent level, you need to go into the Akashic Records, find out the permissions, just ask for the permissions to be brought out and burned and cancelled so it stops happening. It's quite common, actually.
Okay. All right.
Is that helpful?
Yes. Yes, it is. I kind of wondered because I even got to think, well, maybe I have a clot in my throat going up to my brain. I don't know. It was a weird sensation.
It's like somebody's hooking into your chakras, and it can feel quite powerful. I mean, I feel I've had it happen to me over the phone, and I feel like just a pressure on my chest and a wriggle sensation, and then there's a tightness, and whoever I've been speaking to on the phone has hooked into my energy and been draining it. But obviously, you know, I'm used to this and I know what to do. So I just think, right, I know who I was talking to. I'll go into the Akashic Records or cancel that permission and then I'll clear it and undo it and remove it from my chest, working with the angels.
Okay. All right. Yep. Okay, I will.
That's good advice.
Okay.
Give that a try.
Okay.
Good luck with that.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye for now.
Thank you, Margie.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you,
Margie. And thank you so much for that, Janine, because I'm sure other people will be finding all this advice great
as
well.
Absolutely.
But I think if we did, if we started now, we would probably have time for your lovely meditation, if you feel like doing that.
Yeah, we can do.
Okay.
Thank you, Margie.
Okay, well, I thought it would be nice to actually do some healing on the planet and imagine ourselves all in a big circle around the world for those that wanted to join in.
Okay, so I'll play some lovely music in the background, and if everybody wants to just sit comfortably and take a few deep breaths.
Okay.
Most people know how to meditate now. I've already lit the candles and called in the angelic realm.
Okay.
So we're all protected.
Okay. So if everybody's ready, for those of you who'd like to join in, if you don't, just that's fine. Just sit and relax and listen. For those of you that would like to join in, I'd like you to imagine now that you're a part of a huge circle of people around Mother Earth's equator, but we're outside of it, so we can see her in the center of this circle. And the intention here is to clear Mother Earth of any fear and anxiety and any hatred and negative energies that Mother Earth would like to let go of today. And what we're going to do is we're going to bring the crystal key disc and net through Mother Earth to clean these energies away. And that's very simply, so just imagine yourself in that circle, and in the center of the circle you can see the planet. And just above the planet, about the same diameter of the planet above her, imagine a disc of energy, and this is the crystal key diamond energy, and it's a bit like a saucer hovering just above Mother Earth. And I'm going to move that disc down through the planet and out through the bottom of the planet through her aura now. Imagine that disc coming down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, coming into the North Pole, moving down through the first quarter of the planet into the second, passing gently through the equator, down through the third quarter now, and the fourth, and out through the South Pole, and down into Mother Earth's aura. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and that disc moves away, but at that same point just below the planet, imagine now a spark of light there as the diamond energy begins to grow and spiral and forms a beautiful net ball around Mother Earth and her aura, spiraling around the outside of her aura now, moving up and around, completely encasing Mother Earth and her immediate aura, coming around the center, moving up around the sides, towards the top, where it's tied and sealed closed at the top. Now imagine Mother Earth inside a beautiful diamond and source net, very similar to a fishing trawler net. This net will move up through the aura, through Mother Earth, out through the top of her aura, and take away any energies that she chooses to let go of today. Imagine this net moving up now, and the bottom of the net moving up towards the South Pole. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, coming into the South Pole, moving up through the first quarter, into the second quarter, coming up through the equator, into the third quarter of the planet now, and the fourth. And gliding up through the North Pole and into the aura above Mother Earth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now that's taken off to where God wills it to be. And that disappears off into the universe. And another disc begins to grow and evolve in that area now. So we have a big disc of crystal key energy. And this one will move back down through and fill all of the gaps and voids with the perfect energy for Mother Earth at this point in her journey. Imagine that disc hovering above Mother Earth now as it gently begins to move down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, coming into the North Pole, moving down through the first quarter, into the second quarter, coming down through the equator, into the third quarter of the planet, and the fourth, passing down through the South Pole and into the aura beneath Mother Earth now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And that disc moves off into the universe, having done its job. Now taking your awareness to your heart center, to the divine spark in the center of your heart, and focus on that area. See that pure spark of energy. And as you sense that spark, allow it to grow within you, becoming the size of a grape, and then a walnut, the size of an apple now, moving out, filling your chest cavity, expanding out through your skin, out through your body, filling the room, expanding further, filling your whole house, moving out into the street, filling your whole city, town or village, continuing to expand that pure love, that pure consciousness through your whole state or country. And as it grows and grows, becoming aware of it being the same size as the planet now, and still expanding beyond Mother Earth's surface through her aura until it's around all of us in this circle. As we all bathe in this pure consciousness, in this divine center, healing, resting in that bliss. With the intention that this healing, this love is there for everybody, for everyone who wants to experience it. It's filled with joy and happiness and love. And just take a few seconds to feel that. Allow it to resonate through your whole body, your mind, your consciousness, through your cells, the fibers of your being and the spaces in between. Then when you're ready, just taking your awareness to the middle of your back now, to your spine, and seeing roots growing down your spine, through your base, down your legs, into your feet, and imagine your feet are standing on the grass on Mother Earth, and sending those roots down into the grass, into the earth, deep down through the mantlet of the planet, all of the way down to the center, to Mother Earth's beautiful blue crystal ball, that lapis lazuli crystal. And imagine those roots wrapping around that ball, anchoring you to the center of the planet, anchoring this peace, this love, this joy, the purity of your true essence. And when you're ready, on the count of five, feeling yourself coming back to full consciousness. One, two, three, four, five. Eyes open, wide awake, back with us.
Oh, that was lovely. That's a friend of Janine's by the name of Lamia, and the group is called Empires. I'm not sure what the track is called. It could have been...
The track is called Empires.
Empires, all right.
Yeah, Lamia was she was the singer, yeah. She passed away 5 years ago, but she used to sing with Soul to Soul before she went solo.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Wow.
Lovely voice. She did sound
very,
a bit like Miss Musical.
Yes, very. It was uncanny how she sounded like. Yeah,
I thought so, especially at the beginning of it.
Yeah, amazing voice.
Mm. Well, we're running out of time very quickly, and we did have another couple of callers, but I'm afraid we're hoping to get you back on very soon, Janine, because I'd love to hear about your astral travelling and things like that. So if you could come back on pretty quickish. And anyone who called in and didn't get a chance to speak to you today can perhaps be on first next time.
Yeah, sure, no problem. I hope you enjoyed the meditation, by the way.
We did. It was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Oh, it was quite lovely, yes.
Yeah, really lovely. Thanks very much. And next week we've got Claire Candy Hoff, so please join us next week. And we'll get a date off you as soon as we can, if it's okay with you, Janine.
Yeah, no problem at all. I'd just like to say, for people at home, the meditation, there was other stuff going on in the background there, so please don't try and take the necks and discs through the planet yourself, because this is something I teach in the workshops. There's more to it than just the meditation. There was stuff going on in the background that I do.
Right. But then, yeah, it was very powerful.
Yeah,
it's quite wonderful.
It's just one of those. Don't try this at home, folks. Not unless you've been to the workshops, anyway.
Okay.
Okay then. Well, we're going to say goodbye and bless and finish with another song that you chose, and it's Love Train, and that's what we're all on at the minute, a Love Train with a bit of luck. So thank you so much once again, Janine, and thank you, Gary, for being with us. See you next week, Candy Hoff. Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you, Janine. Thank you, callers. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thank you everyone for being here. Bye, we love you.